Three bets totalling just $36 are proving costly for young Collingwood star Jaden Stevenson. The AFL has hit him with the biggest penalty ever for breaking its gambling rules, which forbids players betting on league matches. He's being fined $20,000 and banned from the field for 10 weeks. Sports integrity experts say it's a lesson to players of all professional sports. Samantha Donovan prepared this report.
Stevenson gets another kick and he snaps a great goal. The kids kick five.
Jaden Stevenson won't be kicking any goals for Collingwood for the next 10 weeks. His actual ban is 22 weeks, but 12 of those are suspended for the rest of his AFL career. On top of the $20,000 fine, he'll also lose his match payments.
It was three bets and after the third one I was like, this is actually accumulating to something that could be a lot bigger, and I just got a really guilty conscience, and obviously in the moment I was a little bit ignorant and thought it might just be harmless sort of thing, but after the third time, like I said, it was just weighing on me, like it was starting to build up, and if I hadn't reported, like, I don't know, so I was just feeling way too guilty. It's almost scared me off gambling altogether, to be honest with you.
Collingwood's managers are commending the 20-year-old for owning up to his mistake.
Impacting on the integrity of the game, I now realise is just not acceptable, and I hope others can learn from my mistake.
Collingwood's football manager Jeff Walsh says while he's sad for Stevenson and surprised by his actions, he's also frustrated.
Blatantly against the rules of the game, and that there is ample education. I don't see that anyone can say that we don't have enough education in our game.
Rather than seeing Stevenson's case as proof the player education programs aren't working, Collingwood's CEO Mark Anderson is claiming the opposite.
It does reinforce the education has been good within the club and across the industry. Obviously, Jaden knew that he'd done the wrong thing, and that does speak to the quality of the education, the fact that he was aware of the rules and he knew that he'd done the wrong thing.
Jack Anderson is a professor of sports law at the University of Melbourne.
What you've had here is not just a player betting on the sport, but betting on their own team. And when it comes to integrity in sport, when it comes to larger issues, which are not at play here, but there are larger issues, such as match fixing in sport, a key and fundamental issue is that of insider knowledge. Can influence the play and therefore maybe result in a match fix. We haven't had it here, but that's why you can see in the overall context why the AFL has taken this so seriously.
He not only bet on the Collingwood results, but also on how many goals he may kick. Why does that make his actions even worse?
What you want the fans and sponsors to do is to believe in what's happening in front of them. If they don't believe that, they won't turn up and they won't sponsor the event. And the fundamental concern for a sport is that rather than playing the game on its merits, the player, distracted by gambling concerns, may be tempted to manipulate either part of the match or the outcome of the match itself.
Why are these young men just not getting the message despite all the education programs they're put through?
What we tend to have with education programs in sport generally is a lot of it is done online or a lot of it is outside people brought in. And you'd wonder at times how effective that is. This example will be a prime education tool for other players because it is a young player and other young players could relate to the mistakes made. The second thing, when you go to many AFL matches, it's a form of passive gambling. We're surrounded by gambling advertising. And therefore, we have at our heart, in some ways, a conflict of interest between the AFL itself, individual AFL clubs relying on gambling sponsorship, and then unintended or otherwise, a consequence of this is players being immersed in a betting culture, and this is what we happen from time to time.
This is a point being made by the Alliance for Gambling Reform, led by Tim Costello. It's calling on the AFL to follow the lead of England's Football Association and stop its sponsorship deals with gambling companies. Do you agree they should?
I don't see that changing in the immediate future. I do see it in the longer term future, in that what we have seen in sports sponsorship is a trend. You know, 20, 30 years ago, we had tobacco involved. And I think we'll see the same thing with gambling as well. But for now, the commercial reality and existence of many AFL clubs and the AFL generally is that they accept gambling sponsorship. And that's a question they have to ask themselves when you look at what's happened today.
Professor Jack Anderson from Melbourne University. Samantha, Samantha Donovan with that report.